Johnny knew he was an animal at the age of 17, when his lust for blood was quite discernible to the doctors he had seen. But they couldn't stop him wandering the streets, couldn't stop his dreams, and they couldn't stop the pounding of the blood, working evil schemes. Then he tried with a knife. At his first attempt, she didn't die. She just lay in a pool with his image staring from her eye. Then he stabbed again many times, leaving her dying in the mud. Suddenly, halfway home, Johnny stops, wishing he had drunk her blood. Now he knew he was a vampire from the world that lies beneath. Johnny bought a dozen razor blades and he glued them to his teeth. And he prowled the streets for many, many hours waiting for his prey. But the prey that came was always somehow wrong. Johnny turned away. Then he saw over there, standing by a bus stop on her own, was a girl, fairly young. She was talking on a mobile phone. So he pounced on her, biting her, tearing clothes, trying to stop her scream. Finally finds a vein, bites again, blood begins to flow in streams. And the taste in his mouth, like the taste of a storm, where a spice ship has drowned in the sea. So he raised his eyes up to the God that was there, and he thanked him for blessing his day. Went on for 7 nights and the chase for 7 days, and the cops were getting closer all the time as Johnny looked away. And more policemen were involved, some of them with dogs, but Johnny felt invincible by now, a special friend of God's. But tonight there they were, he could see policemen all around and the dogs on his scent, and he knew he mustn't make a sound. So crouching down, Johnny saw two of them fill their guns with lead. Suddenly, one of them cornered him, shot him in the head.
And